I was summoned for jury duty a couple of weeks ago. About as excited about that as all of you appear to be. I actually don't mind volunteering my time for the legal process. I've always had a bit of an interest in those kinds of things, and I believe as a citizen, a good citizen, in doing my civic duty, it's just the process is so slow and boring. And it's the lines, all of the lines all day. I had to stand in line to enter the building and go through the scanner. Don't you just kind of feel like a criminal when you're doing that? And I had to stand in line to log in at the kiosk to go into the juror area. And I had to stand in line again to get them to validate my parking. And then when the process finally began, they lined us up in a hallway in the basement so they could number us off. And then they took us upstairs and lined us up in another hallway and renumbered all of us, which made no sense to me at all. It seemed like the first number should have worked. We finally crowded into a courtroom, and as I tend to do in a crowd, I counted. I think there were about 75 of us in the room, and that's when the instructions began. Hours and hours of instructions. No exaggeration. It started with the judge who instructed us in a college-level course on the judicial system. And then the details of the case, followed by the prosecutor, who gave us a law college-level course on the details of the justice system and the case. And then the defense attorney also went through his set of instruction. And that's where it got interesting, because the judge kept correcting him as he tried to give us instructions. So at least it was a little bit fun at that point. After hours and hours of lines and instructions, I will be honest, it was late afternoon. They gave us no break for lunch. I was weary and grumpy. And not alone. We had a pretty grumbling jury pool by late in the afternoon. As the hours passed and I got bored, I started looking around. And I noticed one guy in the room that caught my attention. He sat at one of the tables in the courtroom. He was wearing a white shirt. And early on in the process, he was identified to us by his attorney as the accused. And so I started watching him, trying to get inside his mind a little bit after a while and wondering how differently he must be processing all of this than I was. The charges laid against him were quite serious. In fact, one of the big deals they made during the instructions is that his charges carried potentially a sentence of 99 years. And so the outcome of what would be decided by the people in the jury pool for him was literally life-altering. As I thought about that, it hit me. All of us were there doing all of this just for this one guy in the white shirt sitting at the table. This is all about him. I know that statement is not entirely accurate, and I suspect that if I left that hanging there, some would feel compelled to come and quibble with me after it was done. It really isn't just about him, and I acknowledge that. In fact, the truth is, there were other accused people in that building that very day. other hallways with other lines of jurors impatiently waiting to get through the process. And not just that day on the different floors of the Harris County Courthouse. I mean, in courthouses all across Texas and throughout the country, the same thing is going on over and over and over again. The justice system from that angle is about all of us, particularly because one day it could be me sitting at the table in the white shirt, right? But on this day, in that room, it was about that guy. And oddly enough, as I pondered that, I started thinking about this memorial we're about to observe. It is certainly true that the death of Jesus is for everyone. If you'll turn in your Bible to 1 Timothy chapter 2, Paul is emphatic about that point as he writes at this point in his letter. 1 Timothy chapter 2, look at verse number 1. Notice he says, "First of all then, I urge that entreaties and prayers and petitions and thanksgiving be made on behalf of all men, for kings and for all who are in authority, so that we may lead a tranquil and quiet life in all godliness and dignity. This is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior," watch this, "who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For this reason, there is one God and one mediator also between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all," the testimony given at the proper time. And so it is right to say that from one angle, the death of Jesus is about every human being that has ever lived. But from another angle, remember that I am in that number. And so are you. What happened at the cross happened for me so that I, when my time came, could be rescued and come back to God. Interestingly, if you go back a little bit to chapter 1, Paul seems to be keenly aware of this as he begins this letter. Look at verse number 12 of chapter 1. He says, "I thank Christ Jesus our Lord who strengthened me because he considered me faithful, putting me into service, even though I was formerly a blasphemer and a persecutor and a violent aggressor. Yet I was shown mercy because I acted ignorantly and unbelief. And the grace of our Lord Jesus was more than abundant with faith and love which are found in Christ Jesus." Watch verse 15. "It is a trustworthy statement deserving full acceptance that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, among whom I am foremost. Yet for this reason I found mercy, so that in me as in the foremost, Christ Jesus might demonstrate his perfect patience as an example of those who would believe in him for eternal life." Verse 15 sums it up perfectly, doesn't it? Christ Jesus came to save sinners. That's all of us. Amen. But then he adds, "And I am the foremost." It seems that Paul sees it from both angles. Yes, this is it for everybody. But it's for me. And I needed it more than anyone. And so I invite you to think about those two things as we prepare to share the meal this morning. It is certainly true that Jesus died for the sins of the whole world. But let's not allow that to keep us from making that reality a deeply personal thing. I need to say, and so do you, he died for me. God has worked out through time this amazing plan to rescue so that I could be rescued from my sins. I'm the guy sitting at the table wearing the white shirt. I am the one facing the terrible penalty. Worse yet, I don't need the jury's verdict. I'm guilty. And Jesus paid my debt so that I could be innocent again. So we share that meal. Make that personal.